Tablet 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, Genesis 1:3. And God desired that these lost souls realize their divinity, light, let there be light. The Word became flesh and started to realize the path to salvation. He started to meditate on his moods and soul. Little by little, he became more familiar with himself and the realities of this universe. He realized the effect of the three sunas as the three moods in nature and his soul. He realized that the tamaguna, static force, is responsible for intensifying the feeling of separation from the Lord and becoming self-centered, ignorant. So he started to overcome this force over his soul. As he succeeded in expanding his mind and feeling greater oneness with God, he experienced a great joy. But this joy was temporary, and again the power of the tamaguna would prevail. He realized that the environment around him also affects his moods, and whenever there is much tama present, it would affect him, and he would become more self-centered and lost. So he longed for a more sattvic, sentient environment. In order to create such an environment, he started to help others around himself to realize what he had already realized. By bringing them to higher consciousness, he tried to create a better environment. So he started to sacrifice for others in order to show them the way to higher consciousness. By much endeavor, he succeeded in helping some to progress a little. So he created much pride that he is such a great being and has sacrificed so much for others. By this, he created a great ego and so became self-centered because he thought that he was greater than those who needed his help. This resulted in an intensified feeling of separation and, again, unhappiness. So after some time, those whom he had helped to progress fell back to their previous states, and he became very discouraged as to why they would not progress even though he had done so much to help them. So a great realization came to him. He understood that because he was attached to the result of his action, he had become egoistical and had longed for glory. With not receiving it, he had become discouraged. From then on, he did the action, but surrendered the result to the Lord. With this, he freed himself from the bondage of his action. Still, later on, he realized that even greater than surrendering is submission, which is to become a channel for his divine action. With this, there would be no I left, so no attachment. With these realizations, he greatly succeeded in helping the ones immediately close to him. But as he helped them more and expanded his consciousness further, greater joy came to him, and with it, greater realization. He realized that God is all, and he not only should be concerned for those who are in his immediate surroundings, but for all the universe, because even being concerned for only a small part of the universe, God, still is separation from him, and the result will be the same as being self-centered. So he extended his efforts and concern toward the whole universe. With this, he started to realize God and his concerns in the deepest level. Therefore, he could see God, the universe, face to face. With all the progress of the last five steps, he became a dynamic spiritual force in the universe. Not only was a great permanent joy established in him, he also won the grace of the Lord. With his grace, he eventually overcame the power of the tamaguna over his soul and reached pure consciousness, light. And there was light. He became the first begotten Son of God. he and the Father became one. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day, Genesis 1:4-5. God was pleased to see his first begotten Son in his likeness, pure consciousness, light. He divided the state of pure consciousness from the state of being lost. He became the master of light and darkness, and knew how to help the lost souls come out of the darkness, hell. The state of pure consciousness is called day, and the darkness, being under the influence of the tamaguna, is called night. With this, the first period of his struggle was finished, and the evening and the morning were the first day. However, helping the lost souls in this state was very hard, so God decided to create a more orderly process to bring the lost unit consciousnesses to pure consciousness. He began to create the manifested world, creation, and the evolutionary process.